following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now.
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the sausage. Patty the plate.
Hey, we're back. Here we go, live here in the studio.
Holy.
And people remotely, because they're on the run.
God bless America. We're in hiding.
You're in hiding.
Yes, sir.
That's because they got charged with penis something.
Penisitis.
Penisitis. That's it.
So, what's going on?
What
is going on? What do we got to talk about today? What kind of fucking shit's going on?
There's too much
shit going on every day.
There's too much shit going on.
What's the latest? Did you hear the latest? Hillary Clinton said that Joe should not concede to the election no matter what. Did you hear that? No matter what, he shouldn't concede. What kind of shit is that?
One-way street.
One-way street.
It's
fucking terrible.
Yeah. But if you're not on their street, you can't do anything.
It's not getting any better, man, for sure. Not getting any better.
No, it isn't. It really is. Did you see any of the I watched quite a bit. I'm not going to say all of it, but I watched a lot of it. You know, I noticed after the first fucking day, CNN had a new fucking word for the RNC. It was dark. It's dark. Everybody that. It was so dark. It was dark. The comments were dark. Every fucking one of it. It's like, I think they just put it out in the fucking inbox. This is the word of the day. Call it dark. What the fuck kind of bullshit is this? It's fucking crazy. They're fucking nuts.
Luke.
They put it out there because they get away with it.
That's because they're looking for Luke. Trump is my father.
That's it. Now Pelosi says that Biden shouldn't debate Trump.
Why?
Just whatever. Just 3 fucking weeks ago, this is the same person that said the only people that says that Biden is going to try and weasel out of this are the right fucking wing fucking Republicans. Now all the Democrats are saying that. Bravery's Republicans ain't saying that he's going to weasel out of it. The Democrats are saying, oh, he just shouldn't do it. He shouldn't fucking do it. There'll always be an excuse for Biden not to debate. He'll always stay in his basement. That's it. He can't debate. He'll be there with. He'll only take interviews where he can have the notes in front of him on some Skype or Zoom or whatever the fuck they call it.
Zoom and fucking Zoom.
There's no way that he can go off script. They won't allow him to go off script. They'll only give him fucking questions from these news, quote-unquote news anchors, these weak little shit fucking questions, like, what's your favorite fucking color, or whatever. They never let him go off script. Never. God damn.
Well, they can't. They can't.
No, because he step all over his fucking words. He's such a fucking idiot. And I got news for you. These people that think that, Biden's only going to raise taxes on people making over $400,000 a year. Well, let me use a few fucking words that dickhead fucking Schumer used. These fucking Democrats can find 6 ways from Sunday to fucking tax you. Alright? And they can find 1,000 ways to tax you. Yeah, they won't take it out of your check, but gas taxes will rise. Doesn't everybody buy gas?
Yeah.
Of course, the utility taxes will go up. Electric taxes will go up. They'll put a tax on your fucking phone. They'll put a tax on your fucking internet. You people are fucking stupid if you think that they ain't going to get money from you.
And you're
a fucking moron.
And don't forget the penis tax.
They can get taxed a million ways. They can get taxed. They can tax your fucking food. They can tax everything. Everything that you buy. So if it doesn't come out of your check, if you're not getting a 10% increase in your tax, which let's say that would be $100, well, how about we'll just raise the price of gas? We'll put a tax on that. That'll get $20 a week from everybody. 20 times 4 is 80. You almost got your fucking tax that you weren't going to get, quote unquote. You got it, and that doesn't put in your utility tax, your fucking tax to use your phone, the tax to use the internet, the tax to get your fucking Brussels sprouts. Tax on this, tax on that. They're going to tax you every fucking way they possibly can. People are so fucking stupid they can't see that. They really can't.
Well, they don't want to believe that that's going to happen.
They know that is going to fucking happen.
Of course it's going to happen, but they don't want to believe
this shit. How do you pay for this shit?
By taxing the people. By taxing the
taxes. Taxes, they're going to raise taxes on everything. Taxes.
Don't forget, every one of those police cars, every one of those fire trucks that got destroyed, all the buildings, you're going to buy a loaf of bread, it's going to cost you
$10. They're going to tax the shit out of these
people.
They have
to. And the only way it can work.
These people are so stupid, they're going to swear up and down. He didn't raise my taxes. No, he didn't raise your fucking taxes on what you made, which they will fucking do anyway. They may not do it this year. They'll do it next year. They're going to fucking do it. They have to get the money. They have to be able to pay for these fucking goddamn shit. Otherwise, they're going to turn into it's going to go social. These people, they don't understand social. They really don't. They need to go to fucking Venezuela. They need to see what it's like.
Tell them about the guy we met today.
Because if we go socialist, don't worry, because all the money that you have, you can use that to wipe your ass. You can use that for toilet paper. We won't run out of toilet paper. You'll be wiping your ass with $100 bills because it'll be cheaper. It's
right.
Fucking, they're buying a roll of fucking toilet paper that you can't get. These people are really stupid. They're really fucking stupid.
Tell them about the guy that...
Naive.
Tell them about the guy that we met today that was from Venezuela.
He fled from...
He had to run out of the country.
This is 20 years ago he left there. He had a house, he said, that was worth at the time that he... $300,000. He dumped it for $50,000 just to get the hell out of there. Just to get the hell. And that was 20 fucking years ago. Venezuela, back in the 50s, was probably the richest country in the world. Richer than this country. It's shit now. You could probably buy it for the change you got in your fucking pocket.
Yeah.
It's shit now. You can have $1 million over there, and that'll get you through the fucking day. That's it. And money's worthless over there. And that only took 60, 70 years. You're talking there in the 50s. It was the richest country in the fucking world. Richest country in the world. In the 70s, it was probably the richest country in South America. And then it just goes away. It goes quick.
They don't understand that,
No, they don't. They just sit there in their Starbucks with their fucking $8 fucking coffee, sitting on their laptop. Oh, socialism would be great. Well, you wouldn't be drinking Starbucks coffee. Fucking, you'd be drinking coffee. And you wouldn't be able to high foam, low foam. Hey, motherfucker, you want a coffee? Here it is. You want to put milk in it? Go to the next country and buy fucking milk. We don't fucking have any. You drink black fucking sludge. That's what you get. But they don't fucking realize that shit. They think that, oh, Starbucks is still be able to get my lattes, low foam, high foam, mid foam, that foam, half cap, whatever. That shit all goes by the wayside. You get fucking coffee. You don't like coffee? Drink fucking water.
Right.
Out of the ocean.
Out of the ocean. Well, like he said, gasoline was 17 cents a gallon 20 years ago there.
Yes. Now, what the fuck could it do? It was, God knows what the fuck it is now.
And he said,
get your fucking hands on it.
He said,
people will just take over.
He said, democracy is not going to help them there.
No, it isn't. It's too far gone.
It's too far gone.
Let this country get that far fucking gone. And this is the beginning of it.
Open your eyes, people.
The beginning of it.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes, everybody.
Open your eyes. Open them. Open them because...
You remember what he said about Trump? How happy he was?
Yeah, he was fucking thrilled. He just doing a fantastic job. But, hey, these people, they don't see it. They really don't see it. They just see fucking whatever. Hey, look. I'm beginning to really get worried. I'm wondering is liberty even at stake anymore for this election? I would say probably not. It's probably just civilization. I think way too many people have already given up their liberty. So maybe it's our civilization we have to fucking worry about. With all the fiery fucking goddamn peaceful protesting. Did you hear that shit? Kenosha, fiery but peaceful protest with cars.
Yeah, made a lot of sense.
The cars and buildings were burning in the background. I guess they just spontaneously fucking combusted on their own. People were fucking marching. Yeah, come on, give me a fucking break, you fucking idiot. Jesus Christ. Wait, they set that car on fire so everybody can light their fucking cigars? Get the fuck out of here. Fiery but peaceful. How is fiery fucking peaceful at all? Setting the goddamn... we're not fucking goddamn cooking s'mores around a fucking campfire, you fucking idiot. They're setting buildings on fire. They're fucking robbing people. Jesus Christ, they're beating the shit out of people. Did you see after the convention, Rand Paul and his wife? He almost fucking died. Those people were, that mob was just multiplying, just engulfing him and his wife. He only had to walk 2 blocks from his hotel. He had to get cops. They had to surround him with bikes and a small little circle and just fucking kind of move their way through the fucking crowd. They wanted to fucking kill him. If those cops weren't around, he was dead. And those people were, I guarantee you, not one of them was from Washington. They're all fucking flown in and paid by somebody. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Fucking paid protesters. Every fucking one of them, I guarantee you.
These people aren't protesting. These people are actually terrorists. They're learning military skills to create these problems, making bombs, burning shit down. It's to take the government down. And the sad thing is, after it happens, we're not going to be able to change it around for many, many years, maybe never.
Yeah, these people have got to realize that these fucking looters and these rioters and these people burning shit down, not a one of them is a Trump supporter. They're all Biden supporters. Every fucking one of them is a Biden supporter.
Yeah, definitely.
They fucking scream at these fucking cops. They're holding their phone up. They're screaming. They push them so that they'll get a reaction.
Of course.
React. I got this fucking goddamn video. They're calling the black fucking the black cops and saying, "You're fucking, calling Jim Crow fucking Uncle Tom." shitheads. They really are. And then you got Bette Midler. Did you hear what Bette Midler said about fucking about Melania? Oh, she still can't speak English.
Bette Midler's washed up.
Oh, yes. And Kathy Griffin, have you seen the picture? She looks horrible. She said, fuck this bitch. I bet neither one of them can speak the five languages that Melania Trump can speak. I bet you, to put the two of them together, they couldn't speak more. They can't even fucking speak English. If Melania Trump was a Democrat, Hollywood would fucking love her. They would be in love with her. They're illegal immigrants. They're beautiful. Speaks multiple languages. Fashionable. But she's married to Donald Trump, so she's the fucking enemy.
That's the sad part. That's the sad part with the country. We're going downhill, and we're going faster and faster. This is ridiculous with them burning things, beating people up. And the other sad part is a lot of black businesses and black police officers have been killed. So what does the Black Lives Matter mean?
It means nothing.
It means anarchy. That's right.
They're being paid.
A bunch of son of a bitches. And what's going to happen when something turns around, when people start to fight back? I hope to God they wake up.
How about that one kid, where they say, this right-wing guy, he shot all these fucking quote-unquote peaceful protesters. He was
gonna make
a building, and these people fucking mobbed him. He was running away. He heard shots. He turned. He was defending himself. And then there was one reporter that was right there. He was 10 feet away when this guy got shot. And he went down to help this guy. And he turns to this one. He didn't even know what this guy was. Just see the pair of legs sitting there. He says, call 911. Right away, the phone went up and called 911. He looks up, and who is it that's calling 911? The kid that shot him.
Yes.
He was, what the fuck? I'm calling that. And then he's fucking trying to give up to the police with his hands up. Hey, yeah, I did this, but they were fucking chasing me, and they were shooting at me. I fucking defended myself. It made it sound like he was up there fucking just picking these fucking people off. Give me a break.
It's pick and choose, and to pull the truth, what they're doing is they're just taking words that are being said and they're changing it to put it out there to make everything be bad. That's the sad thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And these people are stupid. You say it enough and you'll believe it. They'll believe it. So the news media just keeps saying the same shit. They even use the same words, like I said, dark. Every fucking newscaster used that exact same fucking pronoun. Every one of them. And when it comes to this shit, you listen. Everyone on the same phrase. It's like it's typed up and says, here, this is what you got to say about this. Here, this is what you got to say. Don't have a thought of your own, you fucking asshole. This is what we want you to fucking say. They're idiots, and people believe this shit.
It's all fucking scripted, and they just pass the script from one reporter to the other on these fucking fake, folk bullshit stations.
They're all bad. I'm telling you, they're all bad.
Then they were complaining. Did you hear that guy, Major Garrett? He was complaining about Trump that, you know, he spoke from the White House. Like it was a bad thing that he did it there. Basically, he says, oh, it's going to cost taxpayers a lot of money what he done. He's using your money. It's just, no. It's so fucked up. So fucked up. Don't wake up too late.
Meanwhile, somebody who didn't have fucking got the two nickels to rub together has a $12 million part-time home. God knows what he has. And of course, that's in a very, very, very pale community. He doesn't give a shit that they're going to be moving all this Section 8 shit, the fucking goddamn suburban. They're never going to come in his fucking neighborhood. He made sure of that. But, yeah, they're going in other suburbs. They're coming at wake up, people. Please wake up. Donald Trump is not the enemy. You may not like what he says, but he says what he means. He doesn't have a filter, so what? Would you rather somebody that says, oh, you're a nice person, then gets to the fucking car and says, what a fucking idiot that was. Yeah, that's not what you. These people fucking do. They put on this fucking thing. Fuck that. I want somebody that is going to stick up for this country and for us, and he's going to say what needs to be fucking said, whether you want to fucking hear it or not. He's going to say it because it's got to come up. It's got to be said. You can't run a country like this, expect there to be a country, if you're just going to sugarcoat everything and be politically correct. So these people out there, these kids, these people are fucking fierce fucking enemies. You play nice the way you can, but you still got to be fucking stern with these fucking people. They can't see weakness. If they see weakness, they're going to fucking drill right down on it. Trump will not show weakness, and he will not give up. Biden will give up. He'll fold like a cheap suit. He won't fucking stand up to these people. He won't.
If Biden gets in, he won't be there. He won't be in there that long if he did get in. And the damage will be done so bad that it'll take many lifetimes to bring it back to America the way it used to be.
Well,
they have to wake up.
It'll be possible. I mean, especially
not in our lifetime.
If they get in, if they control the House, if they control the Senate, too. Forget it. These people won't waste 1 second. They will start pushing their fucking bullshit agenda. And before you, this country will go down way fucking faster than Venezuela did. Way faster. Way faster. Way faster, I think so. We haven't heard from you, Dave. What's going on? Are you still there? Did you fall asleep?
No, I'm here, man. I'm listening.
He's just taking notes.
I'm listening, man. I just like the new sign my neighbor has. Fuck you both. I'm not. He has a lawn sign. Fuck you both in 2020. I'm not voting for either one.
Oh, really? Who's got that?
A neighbor around the corner. Yeah.
But that's not a good thing either.
A lot of people are starting to feel that way right now. They think both of them are fucked up.
That's
what's going to hurt the voting, you know. If nobody does anything, you know, then numbers go down.
Sure. They gotta get out there and vote. Hey, look. If that's the way people feel, fine. Let them fucking feel that way. But when it comes down to it, and like your friend, like you say, somebody tweeted it. Well, I guess if Trump don't win, if Biden gets in, this show's going to get really loud. It's not going to get really loud. You know, it's going to be a pretty boring show because all I'm going to be doing is sitting here and saying, I told you so. I fucking told you so. I told you so. You didn't fucking listen to me. I told you this shit was going to happen. I told you so. But
you might have to
spend your money away. It's going to be a boring show. A rain's going down the toilet.
Rich, you might have to learn how to say that in Mandarin Chinese.
Well, they're trying to bring back all the voting for all the people in prison too, in New York and California.
Yeah.
be out. They'll all be out. They'll let them all out. They'll let criminals out. The only people that'll be in prison are people that don't wear masks. But everybody else will be out.
Everybody else will be out.
So that's why we got to keep
everybody
the vote.
Else will
that's
be out.
That's why we got to keep the voting going on for the dead people. they got to say, right?
Did you see that KFC changed their fucking slogan that, due to coronavirus?
What?
They don't call it, you know, it can't be finger licking good anymore. It's just it's good. It can't be finger because you can't put your fingers in your mouth. These fucking people. I swear to fucking Christ. This virus is going to. If Biden gets in, there's no doubt this virus that killed this country, would have killed this country. 180,000 people, that's nothing compared to what will happen to this fucking country. That's shit. That's nothing. That is absolutely nothing. Because then it will be, if it wasn't for this virus, I don't think there's any way in hell that Trump would lose. It's a stupid virus and the stupid shit that they're pushing. It's like, if you get coronavirus, you're going to die. that's how they make you feel. That's exactly how they fucking make you feel. It's like, oh my God, you want it? Please, give it to me. Give it to me twice. Give it to me six fucking times. I don't give a shit. If it's gonna kill me, it's gonna kill me. So is walking down the street, so is driving on the road, and just fuck it. Whatever. I sure as fuck don't want to live in a society that this will become. If it becomes a socialist now, there's no fucking way now. Then I definitely would have to fucking move. I have to fucking move. I'd have to get the hell out of here. Maybe I'll go to Venezuela. Maybe that'll be cleaned up by then.
Run for president.
No. No, Scott. There's no way in hell I'm going to run for office. Fuck skeletons in the closet. My skeletons are fucking walking around. They're not even in the closet. They're fucking dead. It's like fucking Halloween, man. They're fucking walking. They're still walking. They're not fucking hiding in no goddamn closet. Some bitches are out fucking. Oh, forget that. Oh, my God. just from this show alone, they'd have a fucking field day with me. Holy shit.
You take. You know, maybe you should run, Rich, because that way you could take some heat away from Trump right now.
I can make Trump look like a fucking choir.
There
boy.
You go, you see?
I have no way in hell I could possibly ever fucking run for any office. First of all, I had no way. I couldn't. There's no fucking way. Jeez. What else is going on? What else we got to talk about?
I don't know.
Anything else?
I got nothing.
You got nothing, Dave?
I have nothing, man.
How fucking week goes by, you got nothing?
I have nothing, man.
Jeez.
Man, I miss reading all those things, Dave.
I know. I should email them to you, right?
You should email me some shit so then I can talk about them.
I don't think I have anything here. Oh, I got something. Here you go. All right, here's something for you. Ready? Tell me the celebrity who is the richest person.
The celebrity?
Yep. Who is net worth that would surprise you right now. Who has the most money?
Would you say it's a male?
Yeah, I would say so. I'll give you a hint. Yes.
It's a male.
Does he got hair?
Yeah.
Okay. The celebrity, I don't know.
Good hair. Tom Cruise.
All right, I'll give you one more hint.
Go ahead.
Luke, you are my father.
Get out of here.
No, yeah. He's worth $5.4 billion, George Lucas.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, George Lucas.
Yep.
Oh, okay, George. I thought you meant what's his name?
Darth Vader.
The one Darth Vader himself, James Earl Jones.
Nope.
And
Steven Spielberg is worth $3.6 billion.
Well, it's all Hollywood. The Hollywood elite.
And then you got your friend Oprah. She's next.
Fuck her too.
And then you got Paul McCartney.
Really?
Yep. And then you got Madonna.
Mm.
And then you got Jerry Brickfield, the one that does all the pirate movies and all that. I couldn't believe he was in there. And then YouTube, man, they got a lot of money. And then right after that is Howard. Right after that's Howard Stern.
He's got to be worth a lot of money, Howard Stern.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's up there.
He's about $200 million short of $1 billion.
I know several people that are worth over $1 billion you haven't even mentioned yet.
Well, this is just the celebrity ones I got that came out.
Okay. Because I know, what's the name? Michael Jordan is worth over $1 billion.
Yeah, that's the sports one. I didn't get that one yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. A person you think that would really be rich, Harrison Ford, he's only worth $200 million. I thought he'd have more than that, you know?
I think you get to a point of, how much do you fucking need? I wouldn't even want to have to fucking keep track of that kind of money. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't. I don't need that. That's ridiculous.
And you know the woman who plays the new Wonder Woman from Israel? She's worth $10 million right now. And how much you think the First Lady has in her room account?
I have got no idea.
$11 million.
Okay. I bet you she's earned every fucking penny of it too.
Oh yeah.
And
you can go to PattyThePipeProductions.com and see the videos there.
Patty the Pipe!
Hello!
Pipe!
Hello!
Oh my god.
Are you making all those new movies with the new mask that opens up, Pat, in the middle? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's special design.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's no wonder these fucking idiots can't even fucking understand simple math. Have you seen this blue fucking guy case shit? Somebody was trying to show it to me. You draw this box, these squares, you divide it. What the fuck? The money these fucking people get? Holy shit! The fuck, man? That doesn't look easy. New math.
Yeah.
New math my ass.
No, it's bullshit.
One and one is fucking two. I don't give a shit how you fucking want to come up with it, fellas. No wonder they can't figure shit out. You gotta have a fucking goddamn degree in fucking... you gotta draw this. You gotta have a fucking... To figure out multiplication. These fucking idiots, and then you get these stupid fucking kids that your bill is $38.50, and you hand them a 50, and the calculator isn't working, and they can't figure out how much to fucking give you in change. That's the kind of fucking stupidity we're dealing with. Oh my god, I don't know how much change to give.
Yeah.
My calculator's not working. What the fuck, you moron.
Or like if...
But you have to have an engineering degree to draw out all these fucking graphs to figure out this new fucking man. No wonder they're fucking dumber than a box of fucking rock.
But that's why they don't want you to use cash anymore. They just want you to use a card.
That's it.
You know? Same way with them stopping to teach them cursive. They're not going to be able to sign their name.
Oh. No, but as long as they can punch it in with their fucking fingers, I mean.
Right.
Hey, just great.
Well, even the nurses are getting screwed, the new nurses, because they're not teaching them how, oh, I need 2 milligrams of da, da, da. They don't know how to do it. They don't know how to read it.
They don't know shit. These people, they're getting dumber. It seems the simpler we make life, the more complex it becomes. Because it's, oh, this thing will do this here, but there's only 2 people that figure out how the fuck that stupid thing fucking works. But hey, who gives a shit? Everybody else can figure it out from that. I like to know how shit fucking works. I like taking shit apart. I want to know how it fucking works. I don't want to know, oh, wow, that's great. No, how the fuck does that work? I hate shit like that. These people, they just get dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber as it goes on.
That's because the phones are getting smarter and smarter.
Yeah.
So people get dumber.
You got a smartphone, but it's got to be that's fun. Here's a smartphone. It's idiot proof.
Yeah.
Give it to that stupid schmuck over there. I'll show you how fucking idiot proof it is.
Yeah, you don't have to do nothing but talk into it. You know?
That's it. You don't even have to change your battery anymore. You can't get it out. You have to really know what the fuck you're doing to get the battery out.
Yeah,
you got to cut
the case off with a thin razor around the side, the glue off.
You got to figure it out. Hey, schmucko, just because you can't take the battery out of it doesn't mean that it doesn't have a battery in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You got to be smart enough to get it the fuck out. And hey, yeah, they don't want you to take it out because they can't fucking goddamn track you if that battery's in the phone. I don't give a shit if it's off. As long as the battery's in it, they can find you.
I will find you.
They can find you.
I will kill you.
I am watching you.
I am seeing you. I see you naked. I hear you naked. I will send video to Patty the Pipe Production.
maybe you actually can see through his phone. I do this show laying on my fucking bed, balls ass naked.
Why doesn't that fucking surprise me?
Fucking swinging into me. That's me. I'm just laying here, soaking in the fan, laying on the bed, balls ass naked. Oh, yay.
But are you wearing a mask?
I'm wearing a mask.
Are you wearing a new condom mask?
Do you see people driving cars wearing masks?
Some of them got a mask, and then they got the shield on top of it, and they're driving.
They're stupid.
Well, they're fucked up, is what it is.
You can't fix stupid, man.
You can control people by fear.
And
that's what they're doing.
And if you take a survey, how many people wear their mask with their nose showing through?
Yes.
Almost 80% of the people?
There's a lot, yes.
Yeah, because now they don't.
I'm still trying to figure. I can't wear my glasses with the friggin' mask.
Oh,
my glasses fog up.
Oh, you got to get the new. They got a new mask out now that goes underneath your glasses.
Well, maybe I have to look at that.
And so it doesn't fog up anymore.
What the hell was
because,
that?
Because this may be the future now.
Well, they're going to try and push it till after the election anyway. After the election, then we'll see.
I think Richie got lost.
Rich? I think he got dropped off.
Yeah, I think he rolled over on his penis and it closed his phone off.
Penis pounder.
Penis pounder phoner.
He pounded his penis on his phone.
Yeah, he's pounding his penis on the phone.
His phone fucking hung up. I didn't touch it, I swear. Maybe my dick came up.
That's what we were talking about.
That's it. Your penis pounded your
phone off. Oh, Christ. I don't know. But I was saying about the bed. When I sometimes keep my nose exposed, I breathe in through my nose, out through my nose. In through my nose, out through my nose.
You can't do that in Orlando. You'll get ticketed.
Really?
Yeah, if your nose is exposed, you do get ticketed in Orlando.
Because there's a lot of there's people that just don't understand that
another fucking place I won't be going to.
Well, you don't
want to breathe fresh air.
You don't want to go to Disney?
Fuck Disney, no. They got all these other rules. Fuck them, too. I'm not going.
Universal?
No.
SeaWorld?
No.
They got a lot of smelly fish at SeaWorld.
So let me ask you something. Did a fish got masks on, too?
They should.
With a fucking mask?
They should.
Yeah. Everybody should have a mask. Do you realize the business that they created with these masks?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know in our mall, right now, there's about 6 or 7 places in there that are selling masks?
Of course.
Between $10 and $15 a piece?
Because if they're...
From a piece of used material?
It's become a new fashion statement.
Well...
Yes.
You got to have one... Oh, you're wearing a blue up, you got a blue mask, you're wearing a red, you got a bling, it's kind of this, kind of that.
Did you see the new mask that Bluetooths over to your phone, and when you speak in your phone on the device, you can say hello, and then the mask has LED lights that flash back and forth, they say hello?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's a new one that's out. It's crazy. And all the kids want it. So they can get $40 for it, you know?
$40. What the hell? Let's do that. Let's do that. What the hell?
I mean,
I honestly don't think that the masks are really doing anything, but hey, it's just my opinion. Whatever.
We want to get
you know, they have the rule, you gotta wear it when you're inside. I wear it. I'm not trying to make waves or any of that shit. That's what they want. Fine.
Fine.
Just do it. Just say fuck it. Fine. Just do it.
I think we need to get you a fuck you mask.
I should have masks with a profound language on. Would you like me to put my mask up? Or would I put my mask up and says, fuck you, asshole? No, put it down. Oh, okay. Fuck you, asshole.
I bet you if we had some of them, they'd sell.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
You better. I'm sure you can get them. Oh, I'm sure you can. Yeah. I'm sure.
Sons of bitches.
They got masks for everything.
Definitely.
Oh, they got that one lady. She made a bikini out of masks. Two masks on the top, and one on the bottom, and one in the back.
Yep.
Only really? Bad part about it, if it gets wet, it's paper. It's going to rip, right?
Woo, baby.
I like the one that the guy put the air cleaner on his head.
That was the best.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was good.
The best.
That was fucking good, man. Hey, she made one of those fucking things. Hey, it's fucked up. But
you don't have
come out of her. You know that came out of the face part of a respirator. But honestly, people think, stick a respirator. A respirator would actually protect the person wearing it. It wouldn't protect the people around you because the exhaust out of a respirator goes right out the bottom. Can be, if you want to cough, all the germs, everything will go out with it. But as you suck in, you won't suck the germs in. That's what respirators were made for. They don't really give a shit what the hell comes out.
Right.
They give a shit that you don't suck in the fumes to kill you. Going out, it's exhaust, baby. It's like fucking farting, man. You ever try to get a molecule of air up somebody's ass while they're farting? It's impossible.
I never thought of it like that.
Well, that's how respirators work. I mean, you know.
It is what it is.
We got any other shit to talk about? You got some other good news to...
Nothing really good.
What's it about?
No. Only thing I know is with events going on. The events down in the Keys all got canceled until 2021.
Really?
Yeah, I got that notice. And St. Lucie County's not sure what they're doing yet. Martin County doesn't know what they're doing yet. And the Renaissance Fair right now is canceled until next year. So it's like nothing's going to be going on the rest of the year.
Well, hey, look. It can be. It's fucked up. It is. It really is.
Yeah, well, it hurts all the really, really small people that do extra things to make extra money and all that, you know, at the events, you know?
No.
Now, I don't know how are coordinated, if they're going to even come back. They said they're not even sure if they're going to do it anymore, you know?
Cool. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Really?
Yep. Because they don't know. Right now, they got told they can't do this, they can't do that, they can't do this, you know, so... They're trying to set up the...
Well, that's it. Only give up your liberties, guys. Give up. I just only hope... I think now the biggest thing on the ticket is civilization, my friends.
Yep.
The liberties have gone out the fucking window. These people have given them away freely already. They've given them all away. So now it's civilization. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that the civilization where it's not... Nothing anymore. That's on the ticket. So go ahead and vote for fucking Biden, you fucking idiots. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Blow it all out the fucking window. You'll be happy. Oh, you got what you want. Trust me, you're not going to want what you got. But you'll get what you want, but you ain't going to want it once you've got it. So whatever.
You've
been begging for somebody like Trump. Then I'll be able to run. They don't give a shit about myself.
There you go.
Just don't walk around. They'll just want somebody to fix this shit. I don't give a fuck if you're fucking banging every fucking broad on the fucking street while you're doing it. I don't care if you walk around with your dick fucking swinging around. Just fix this shit.
Here you go.
Oh, right.
And now... Here's the President of the United States, Richie.
Oh, wait, let me put my dick down. I'm playing with my dick. Oh, my God.
The new slogan for the campaign, who gives a fuck, right?
Who gives a fuck? Oh, my God.
Hey, here we go.
Hey, anything ever open up in that beer place in Tradition that closed?
You know what's opening up there?
No.
You know Pasquale, that restaurant Pasquale up there in Tradition?
Yeah.
He rented it. He's going to open a steakhouse there, and there's going to be a meat market, too, like a butcher shop and a steakhouse. That's what he's opening there. Probably September, October.
All right.
Really going in there. That'll be interesting. We need a good steakhouse.
Yeah, I just brought it up because...
And then they're going to have a butcher shop, too. You can buy fucking meats and shit, which is another thing that this area needs. They haven't got a good one. They haven't got one. You got to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, we used to have a good one there on US 1. Where restaurant was, right off Port St. Lucie Boulevard, it was one there. It was there for a couple of years. And then he opened first a restaurant, then he opened the butcher, then he got bigger. I forgot the name of it. And then he
cooked. Where the hell was that?
It was on US 1, a little further away where the pawn shop is now. That used to be a big restaurant in there. Right almost on the corner next to the bagel place and all that. You know what I'm talking about, right, Pat? I forgot the name of the place. It used to be pretty good.
You're talking about where the car wash was?
Where the old car, yeah. What? Yep.
Okay.
It used to be an Italian place there. It was really good. We went there a couple of times. They had a big party room in the back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right next to where the car was.
Yeah.
Because the car wash used to be pitching for.
Yeah, it was good. And then the people that owned one of the buildings there or something next to his, they were saying he was taking up too much parking or something. They were getting pissy at him, so they tried to double his rent. So he said, fuck it. He got out, you know?
That was the place. I remember
what was it called?
I don't remember what the name of it. Maybe that's the name, yeah. And I think it started with an S.
What was it?
Casa Stefano.
I didn't know he had a meat market in there.
Yeah, he opened a meat market in there, too.
That was Pasquale from fucking, from Pasquale down in Stewart.
Yeah.
Or Jupiter, whatever.
Jupiter. Yeah.
He moved up here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't remember that being a butcher shop.
Yeah, it was a good one.
And then the other one was on Jensen Beach, right? On the boulevard?
Yep.
Meat Supreme?
Yep, Meat Supreme, yeah.
Yeah.
We went to the other one on US 1 right across the street from the new racetrack restaurant, the Italian restaurant there. And they had the specials. Two dinners for $24 or some shit to get business back because they were hurting. So we went there and ordered some stuff. Freaking veal, man, was about a foot long, man. The veal cutlet.
Really?
I was, holy shit.
Yeah.
I said,
what was it good?
Oh, it was tender. Good. It wasn't tough. It was really good. You know?
It'll be nice. It'll be nice to get that have a place in traditions there. It'll be nice.
Yeah, and
see what happens.
And tradition is not having the beer fest this year. It's got canceled.
Did it really?
Yep, they canceled it.
Well,
I know.
They're probably canceling all over.
I think they're going to cancel everything until next year, you know. After the flu season, I think things will start up, you know.
The cancel culture. We're canceling everything. Fuck it.
That's it. That's the answer to it. Just cancel. Cancel
everything. God forbid anybody ever gets this. And nobody's allowed to leave the house until this virus is completely gone. Stay the fuck home. Shove yourself in a fucking drawer, whatever the fuck you gotta do. Don't leave your house until absolutely nobody has this fucking virus. Absolutely nobody. Nobody. Not even anybody in fucking Europe can't have it. We can't leave until it's gone.
And
don't exist.
Don't forget, Amazon does deliver at double D batteries, okay? All right, we're out.
Amazon.
We're out, man.
We're out?
We're out.
All right, peace. And remember, God bless America.
And vote.
And vote.
And vote.